This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what helped out the cattle markets today?
Well, there was no fresh news to go along with today's upside, Leslie. I think more than anything, we just found technical buying that helps push the market to the upside. The box beef at midday was on the negative, or I should say on the positive side for choice, up 81 cents, but on the negative side for selects, down $1.17 on a movement of 65 loads, saw an estimated kill today of 112,000 head. The market started off with mixed trade in the futures, but did manage to turn that around and close with some positiveness. We saw February cattle up $1.60 today, April live cattle up $1.17, March feeders $1.47 higher, May feeders up $1.15, and April lean hogs 82 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hey, neighbor, now's the time to be making plans to be a part of this year's Texoma Cattlemen's Conference being put on by the Noble Foundation Friday, February 26th at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event, the cattle industry, evolving through innovation and technology. An all-day cattle conference that'll help you get ready for 2016 and beyond in the beef cattle business. For more information, go to noble.org/ag events or call them 580-224-6375.
Take a drive through rural Oklahoma and you'll see a great thing happening. Young farmers and ranchers working alongside their contemporaries, preparing for a stronger tomorrow. These are Oklahoma's best and brightest, and our future depends on their success. Our young farmers and ranchers like to say, "You're next, are you ready?" To learn how you can support Oklahoma's next generation of farmers and ranchers, go to okfarmbureau.org.
Tom, what led to the mixed trade across the grains?
Well, we didn't have really any fresh news over there either, Leslie. This is a very quiet day of trading. The upside that did take place today was definitely from technical buying by the managed funds as they was covering short positions. The highs of the session were unable to be held by any of the markets, whether it was wheat, corn, or soybeans. And by the end of the day, only Kansas City and Chicago wheat managed to close on a positive note. We saw the close today with the March KC and the July KC wheat both up 2¾ cents. The March Chicago wheat was up 3¼. March corn closed a half a penny lower. July corn down a quarter of a penny. We saw the March soybeans 4 cents lower. July soybeans down 2¾. And the March cotton closed 19 points lower today.
Tom, what's your phone number?
They can call us at 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, providing our market analysis. I'm Leslie Smith. That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.